This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ferocious mudslides in Montecito, California. Boy, I didn't live too far from Montecito. So sad to see that. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight. I like to say, if you've never heard the show before, it's a snapshot of what people are talking about in your neighborhood and my neighborhood. And usually we jump to D.C. for whatever that tsunami is that's washing across the land and it affects all of us, whatever the policies are, that kind of thing. And really, today was a lot about the wall and the DACA deal and Trump saying that he's not going to sign it. With no wall funding, it's not going to happen. And, of course, that's the whole Dreamers thing, meaning, if I cut to the chase, it means if you came over with a child, they were allowed to be brought in, etc., and there was this long grace period that now is shutting down. I guess I'll call it that. That's a good way to put it. So if the wall funding isn't tied to it, he says he will not sign it. He won't do it. Then the other big bombshell to come out of D.C. today, and I got a text immediately, someone I know was in the White House covering what was happening, getting react from a couple of people. The president said that it seems unlikely that he'd give an interview in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the potential coordination, let's say, between Russia and the Trump campaign to go after Hillary Clinton when there were those meetings at Trump Tower during the run-up to the election, then during the election. Trump said, when they have no collusion, and nobody found any collusion at any level, it seems unlikely that you'd even have an interview. He said this during a joint news conference with the Prime Minister of Norway. So to re-react this, the special counsel's team of investigators said they were interested in speaking to the president, but no details were worked out. That's what started this whole drumbeat. The president's lawyers said their determination to cooperate with the request in the investigation were very high. So it's resulted in charges against four of Trump's campaign advisors. We know that. And the president said it's a phony cloud over his administration. But remember, the former FBI director, Mueller, was appointed by Trump. And now this investigation has gone on and on and on and on. There seems to be no end to this. And I called somebody I knew in D.C. today that has their ear to the ground, and they say, yeah, it's not ending anytime soon. I'm like, well, give me a timeline. Could we really see this go 2 years? Do you know how much money it's going to cost in 2 years? Wow. I mean, that's all I can say. If there is collusion, if there is evidence of it, different story. But so far, the four that fell, that's one thing, and there hasn't been anything since then. So there's just a whole lot of two-stepping, is what I would call it, politically speaking, all over D.C. on this. I mean, that's what it is. And I don't really know where this, I have no idea where this will go, because I do believe it's going to drag out. I thought it was going to take a year, and people thought I was crazy, and now it's going into a second year, which is insane. By the way, numbers matter in D.C., numbers of lawyers, numbers of votes, number of favors, number of political opponents. So a top political science analyst, and this number really jumped out at me today, says that it's possible Republicans will lose up to 38 seats on the Hill. So that would mean that could be a grip on the House majority. And this is a political science professor, his name's Eric Smith, He's out at the University of California in Santa Barbara, and he wrote this in the Washington Post. He's saying, if Trump's popularity and the economy continue at their current pace, Republicans should be expecting a major loss in the House and a possible chance of losing the Senate. So that would make you think, well, what are you talking about? There's this forecasting model that's based on changes in the GNP, so the gross national product, in the first and second quarters of the election year. The president's approval rating in Gallup polls, and this is, again, his model, as of July of the election year, and whether it is a presidential or midterm year. So the model predicts that the Republicans will lose those 38 seats I mentioned, and a number that would give, really, the Democrats, by my math, granted, I went to Catholic school for 8 years, a majority in the next Congress. But, you know, this is a model. And it's just like the spaghetti models and the crazy models when we were watching in horror as Irma was barreling toward my relatives in Florida. And it was like bingo. We didn't know where it was going to hit. So you looked at the European model, then you looked at another model, then you looked at a different model. It was crazy, wasn't it? So in this case, it's a model. It's just a forecast. There could easily be a margin of error of, by the way, 38 seats. I say you have to go case by case. And all politics are local. So what is happening in that particular state, in that particular district, really matters more than anything, because on the Hill, we are supposed to be represented by our senators and congresspeople, our interest in our states. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's that representation. So I think I go to the quote of all politics are local, is what I would say. And I would look at that, even if you want to weigh in nationally, I still think it doesn't quite wash, so that model might be a little funky, in other words. All right, to me, this is the most shocking story, and so bloody sad for me. I loved, loved, loved living in California when I lived there. I was young, out of school. The people treated me like I was their daughter. It was awesome. And I still have friends that live there, and I have lifelong friends from those days. So these California, and I was doing TV and radio. I was a television anchor woman, and I did radio, too. So these California mudslides, we used to go to Montecito all the time. Beautiful. You know, that's where Oprah Winfrey lives. That's where Rob Lowe lives. A lot of well-known celebs live there. But more than that, it was just a beautiful place. You got a great view of the Pacific, and there were wineries around it. The death toll along this stretch of this incredible coastline is now up to 17. They found two more bodies. They think they may find more. They've got 500 rescuers using search dogs, helicopters, thermal imaging equipment, because this mud is waist deep. So good luck trying to find a survivor, most likely a body. They pulled three more people from the path of debris. And I watched a video of that path of debris when it hit, because the water had hit so quickly, it was crazy. The walls of mud that ripped through the foothills and the valleys. Awful. 100 homes damaged, destroyed, whatever, covered in mud. A major north-south highway along the coast, 101, I used to use it all the time, in that stretch, closed in both directions. Of course it's closed, because there's power lines down, cars are buried. Who knows? People could be buried there. Ah, we feel ya. It's awful, folks. Terrible. After they just went through all of that stuff with the fires. Oh! Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One, of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I put everybody together last night. We were just walking to East Valley Road so we could just find her. You know, I just want to find my friend.
Alright, so once again, you know, you can hear it in Bill Brown's voice. The other day he said it was like looking at a scene that he could recall from pictures that looked like World War I. You know, and he's the sheriff there in Santa Barbara County, and it's just heartbreaking for him and everybody else, frankly, who where they're trying to find people. If you just jumped on Kate Delaney, America Tonight, we're talking about this horrible crisis, this mudslide in Montecito. And again, you heard somebody there reacting to what happened, not Bill Brown. You heard somebody reacting to what happened with the mudslide. And I wanted you to hear him too as well, because I heard from somebody I know that's in media there that this guy's like unbelievable, and he has been working round the clock to do whatever he can to try to, you know, because they want to save people. If there's anybody alive, they want to get them. So here's Bill Brown.
We are saddened to report that the death toll has now risen to 17, with 2 additional fatalities recovered today.
Yeah, so 17 is the number, and it keeps climbing, and that's the thing. They do, you know, where does it end? Who knows? And it's so sad because the water just poured in so quickly, and that was, you know, that was the problem with these horrific mudslides, where if you see the aerial photos of it, you just cannot believe it. It's just a 1-2 punch, first the fire, and because of that, that left them vulnerable, and then the rain coming down the way it did, it was too late, and that's why those homes boulders flew out. And oh, geez. Now, the sheriff did say the primary focus of the first responders was to evacuate people who were trapped and get them out. And he said some people sheltered in place, and it's just really unbelievable, the mud encasing the areas. They did tweet out a photo of a 14-year-old girl being rescued alive from the rubble of a Montecito home. That was horrible but brilliant because she was rescued. And it's going to be a long time before they put this to get back together. I mean, this is a cool little town, like I said, and what a day, what a horrific day for the people who live there. So it wasn't just Oprah Winfrey also, too, by the way, tweeting things out or putting video out. Ellen DeGeneres also lives in that area, too, so same thing. She wasn't there, and she said she's just heartbroken for the people, has no clue about her own house, but is just sad for the people who are stuck. And you just have these dozens of huge boulders that are on top of these tree branches where you used to have houses. And there's one road. So you know when you know the one road in town? And I like this place so much that when I had to go to L.A. or I had to go to San Diego, and growing up in back east, you know, this was all unfamiliar territory to me. I found this road, Olive Mill Road. And it was beautiful. And I used to always take it. And I used to think, you know, if I stay in California, this is where I want to live. This is incredible. This is like a slice of heaven or something. Because the views were fantastic, mind-blowing. And I think this is one of the places that got hit the hardest. I mean, just barely even foundations. I think houses were ripped away completely. Might have been the hardest hit because the wall of water with the boulders and the trees uprooted just slammed into those houses. So this is, you know, pretty awful to see this. When you hear people talk about mudslides, boy, it is something to see it that way. I mean, to see it like that, it really, 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 really puts it into perspective. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk to my pal Tracy Brown. She's a body language expert. And a couple of months ago, Greg and I sat down and had a conversation with her about body language. And since then, she's been quoted in a whole bunch of different magazines, from Good Housekeeping to, you know, whatever. And it's interesting because there is a lot of conversation, and there was around politics, of what we were seeing with the way people were, you know, whether it was their eyes, their hands, how they approach things. And she talks about that. She talks about body language. You think about job interviews. You think about people that you first meet, and what's the handshake like, and you know, how are they looking at you and that kind of stuff. And I wonder how many people analyze the body language of others. And I think for some professions, it would be incredibly significant and helpful, meaning if you're in sales and you're trying to read what the other person's doing, and I guess in some ways we're all in sales, but if you were in sales, if you were in other forms of management and had to deal with a lot of people, what were your teams like and what were you reading from the teams? It's funny, I was just in a board meeting. I've been in two board meetings this past week, like la-di-da, who cares? Half of you are probably on boards, right? And it's interesting, the one board, you could see people were happy, they were into it. It's an advisory board. Everybody wants to contribute, but they don't want to get buried in work, and they're honest about it. It was just fabulous. Then another board meeting I'm in, you could see people talking over each other. You could see one person directly being bombarded and trying to take over the meeting. And then you could see the body language, because I purposely looked for this. You could see the body language of the other people just kind of slurking away from the person who was trying to take over for the president. So I kind of pay attention to it now more. I used to kind of fluff it off. But now I look for body language to see what I can, I don't know, see what I can glean off of it, I guess, is probably the best way to, say that, I guess. Me too, me too, me too. Boy, hashtag me too. They're trying to turn that hashtag around, but every day there's another shoe that drops. So two more male journalists are facing some allegations of sexual harassment. James Rosen, a veteran Fox News correspondent, and Joel Achenbach, a writer at the Washington Post, have left their positions under that scrutiny for what they're saying now. They're just calling it inappropriate behavior with female colleagues. But when they say colleagues, that's the first thing you think. Like, for example, Rosen, who I met a couple of times, he was a former Washington bureau chief and there for 18 years. He left. There was no explanation. Now all of this is coming out. And they had interviews with eight of his former colleagues. And they say the reason he left was the result of this inquiry into this pattern of what he was doing at work, what was happening at work. And some of them were pretty blatant, and there was other people that were there that were around to corroborate it. So, you know, this was definitely there were some serious transgressions, and they had them. Now, the Post said that things that were done that were unprofessional, and the Post managing editor, Tracy Grant, said in a statement that the media organization would continue to investigate any allegations that come to light, and they'll take action if they have to. There are a number of journalists, as we know, Matt Lauer with the "Oh, I think I'll have the locked door inside," the Today Show host, sadly, CBS anchor Charlie Rose, same thing, where he was caught in that. Bill Riley, way before all of them. Roger Ailes, both of them, of course, connected to Fox. So every sector has been affected by this broadcasting, entertainment, politics, you name it, and just everyday working class people in situations where they're in plants or they're working on an assembly line somewhere, so companies that are dealing with that too. And I think this is going to be, you know, more of these revelations. I said this before, but remember, the Harvey Weinstein thing just happened in October, so that Pandora's box was ripped open a handful of months ago, and I still think there's probably more that could come out of and there's certainly more that could come out of Weinstein, but what happened with him, but I think there's more that spreads into other areas of society, because we keep seeing it. We keep seeing it. So these companies are smart. They don't want lawsuits. They don't want problems. And they want to protect the women that work there, because they have mothers, sisters, wives, daughters, etc. All right, Forbes Books at Bedtime up next.
Is love. Does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath the willow tree that I've been dreaming of? Where is she?
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, so excited to welcome to the show Tracy Brown. She's a keynote speaker and body language expert. And boy, oh boy, she can spot a liar, let me tell you. So, Tracy, thanks so much for coming on.
I am thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
So how did you get started? Let's back this up. How did you get started in wanting to do this and figuring this all out and detecting lies?
Well, you know, I never planned on being a body language expert, but, you know, looking back, I owe Lance Armstrong a little bit of thanks for me becoming a body language expert. See, I was a young bike racer. We grew up in Dallas racing on the same teams. We raced on Team USA, and it was really through trying to keep up with him and guys like him that I started my path to becoming a body language expert, because those guys were fast. And it turns out, you know, there was a little enhancement there, maybe a little faster than they should have been. But I had to watch really closely for things like the drop of a shoulder or a hitch in the pedal stroke or the angle of someone's back. And when I started to be able to correlate that, like, I would keep notes on people to correlate that to what was going to happen next, I could outsmart people. I could get a jump on them. I could do things in response to something that they were about to do, but maybe they didn't even know they were going to do yet. And that's when I began to be really successful. And when I got into business, you know, I wanted that same level of knowledge about my, you know, whoever I was talking with. And it turned out body language was the answer then, again, like to be a step ahead of them. And so I'm trained as a hypnotist, an NLP practitioner, and I do a lot with persuasion and influence, like strategic body language for persuasion and influence. And then my clients, because, you know, I speak just like you, Kate, all over the country, you know, doing keynotes at big conferences. And my clients, they were always most interested in the lie detection piece, because everybody knows, well, maybe they don't know, but they're going to know now. The body can't lie. Words can lie, body can't lie. And so I started really expanding on that lie detection piece, and now it's the most popular thing I do. And when I started calling it fraud prevention, which it is, there's a lot of fraud that goes on in person. Now that is primarily what I speak on to finance, insurance, and banking, credit unions, those kinds of things. And I mean, you wouldn't believe we hear about cyber fraud, right? That's what we all hear about. You wouldn't believe the fraud that goes on in person, Kate. I was just down in Austin. You know this. I was down in Austin, Monday, speaking to the Texas Department of Insurance. And I'm talking $600 million that people will just show up and, wow, and lie about, you know, where did the money go? And so these are the things that I help businesses get ahead of, so that they're not writing that loss off at the end of the year.
Yep. So it's interesting what you use to help you get ahead in bicycle racing. Is that the same thing that we sometimes hear about called a tell? Like they would have tells in the way that they rode and would tell you what they were about to do?
Yeah, you hear about tells. I mean, you hear about tells in all sorts of things, like poker games and things like that. Actually, because I've been lucky enough to train with the FBI, and the technical term, Greg, is hotspots. It's called a hotspot, and you don't want to incriminate on one hotspot, right, or one tell. What you look for is a cluster. Grouped very tightly. And then, you know, wait a minute, someone's pants are on fire.
So I'm watching you way more closely than I would normally, because I'm looking for tells.
That's a good thing I did my hair. I'm not lying to you, though. Why would you think I'm lying to you this morning?
Well, you just made me hyper-conscious of this idea. I didn't think about body language yesterday. I'm thinking about it now because, by the way, we're talking with Tracy Brown. Her new book is How to Detect Lies, Fraud, and Identity Theft. Her website is bodylanguagetrainer.com. But, I mean, do you find that you have tells? Are you detecting your own flaws in body language?
Oh, I'm the worst liar there is. The worst. And I'll tell you.
You know, she looked away when she said that.
Yes, the worst. Now, I'll tell you a quick story, and then we'll get into some of the tells, some of the hotspots, some of the things to look for. So,
sure.
Not long ago, my husband comes to me, I'm in Boulder, Colorado. Okay, so that's your frame up right there. Boulder is where everybody has their nose and everybody else's business. And he says, Tracy, we do not have enough storage at the house. And I said, well, I think that's because you got too much junk. But now, that wasn't the answer he was looking for. He wanted permission to build a shed in the backyard. Now, he's a farm boy, and to him, a shed is, to me, it's a barn. Like, his shed's my barn. And so he proceeds to build us a magnificent barn out behind our garage. Sunday afternoon, man, it was coming together. Great. The thing's two stories. You could park a car in it. I mean, it was big. And Monday morning, it's 8 a.m. I'm in my pajamas. There's a knock at the door. I open the door, and there stands Stan, the friendly code enforcement guy from the city. It turns out our neighbors behind us, who we don't like anyway,
busted,
decided our barn wasn't in code. And so here was Stan to talk to me about it. Now, here's how the conversation went. I open the door. Stan's standing there. And he says, so, what do you got going on here? And I said, well, Stan, right? Because Stan's smart. I'm not going to self-incriminate, right? And he says, well, Stan, what do you think we got going on here? And then he says, well, I don't know. And now I'm getting mad, right, because he's trying to manipulate me. And I said, well, Stan, if you don't know and I don't know, I guess we got nothing to talk about. All the while, there's a barn in my backyard. You can see it from space. It's huge. And I am embodying all the mannerisms of a liar that we're going to get into today. And I am just, like, I don't know his intent. I don't know if he's going to come around the corner with a wrecking ball, tear the thing down. And so I'm just hoping he hasn't been in one of my classes. So the conversation ended with me agreeing to give Stan's card to someone who did know what was going on around here, and the story ends with us refusing to pay the city the $4,000 they wanted to keep our magnificent barn in place. And so my husband, he tore it down, and now we have two little sheds that fit right within the code. They're just like 10 by 12. Because clearly in Boulder, it's better to have a shanty town than one magnificent barn. And so the point being is, I'm a really bad liar, and most other people are too. And I could feel it. I could feel this coming on. Sometimes you're going to be forced to lie. It doesn't make you a bad person, right?
It's
someone who's lying at that moment. And not all lies are criminal or sinister or, I mean, mine was a little bit on the bad side of things, like trying to get the man to go away, right? So, they all look the same. So it doesn't matter if it's, oh, that's a beautiful baby, right? Or Bill Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, right? They all look really similar just based on the person. Like, people have patterns.
So tell us about that. So how can everybody listening, this is great information for them, how can you detect lies? What can we look for?
So you want to look for, there's a few things to look for. The easiest thing is when the body language and the words don't match. Oh, wait, say it again, Greg?
You looked away when you started that statement. Does that mean something?
Oh, right. Okay, so the reason for that is, and that was what we were going to get into, some people have a look-to-talk rule, and some people don't. And I happen to not have that look-to-talk rule. So look-to-talk is like you hear, you look your father in the eye, young man. Like, you hear that, right?
Yeah.
That's a learned pattern. Now, other people's eyes, like mine, roll around in their head a little bit more, and that's because the eyes actually help in accessing certain memories the way they're coded in the brain, right? So if someone looks at you or not is not a tell. One of the tells, let me get into that a little bit, because we're going to talk about baselining behavior. Okay, so we're a little ahead of ourselves. Let's back up. The easiest thing to do is notice when the body language and the words don't match. Okay, so in Western culture, like not India, right, not Asia, Western culture, if someone nods their head like this, that means yes. And if they shake their head left or right, that means no. And so if someone says, I would never do that, right, as they nod their head yes, like you got to believe the body first, right? Believe the body language first. Take the words always with a grain of salt. Or you could ask me anything. Things like that, right? So when they don't match, that's when you go, wait a minute, we got someone, like, I'm smelling smoke, there might be some fire here, right? So you can see this in it really clearly if you watch reality TV, watch talk shows, watch the news, where people are lying. And you're going to know they're lying because you're going to feel it. I mean, our survival as a species has been based on our ability to detect deception, right? For years, can we really trust someone or not? Like in caveman times, it's a big deal. Like the issues that we have currently are probably different than, you know, way back then. But it's wired into us, right? To be able to trust or not, right? To be able to sniff out the rats. And so, whenever the body language and the words don't match, it's a hot spot.
Yeah, so how about that? I mean, that tells you everything you need to know, what you just said there. And it was so interesting to talk to Tracy that we, in fact, are going to bring her back for another spot, because body language, as she says on her website, it's not just body language, it's business. And I love her story about her neighbor. So, Tracy Brown, thank you very much. We'll see you again soon on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
My name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You're swinging for the fences. I know we are each and every day of 2018. Hey, everybody, we're rounding the final turn for this hour of America Tonight anyway, so I felt like it was time to hear from you. We're going to dig into the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I can't get enough of that. It's just so funny to hear that. All right, perfect. So let's dig in that mailbag. And we go to this first one from Tom, who says, "Hey, Kate, let me first say Happy New Year. Doesn't it feel like we're already off to the races? I don't know if it's just me and what I do. I'm in the insurance business, but it's been crazy, insane, busy all of a sudden in this second week of January. You know, 'cause I was sick and I was battling that cold thing. Yeah, it feels like that to me, too, that all of a sudden it's crazy insane. I mean, just boom, that everybody is getting in touch, everybody's circling back, and we are kind of off to the races. It does feel that way. All right, how about this one? This one is from Nikki, who says, "Kate, oh my gosh, looking at the video from what's happened in California with mudslides, it is so sad and so scary at how quickly people lost their lives, frankly, and you gotta wonder how many people are still buried in those horrific mud packs out there that are solidifying. It's going to be a nightmare to clean all of that up, and the houses are destroyed and everything else, but it's more about the human life, don't you think? Oh, I always say that. I mean, look, replace a house, whatever. What do? You're in a house and the whole thing is crunched. They talk about the founder of this Catholic school being among the 17 in the mudslides. His name was Roy Roeder, and he and his wife were just swept up into it. You know, they were swept up into the middle of it, and the wife was rescued, but he was killed. And they don't, you know, they don't know a lot of the people that they're finding. They're trying to identify children or some of the victims in this, trying to identify some of the bodies, frankly, that they found. And you look at the, I mean, I just say this to myself because I said it earlier, I spent a ton of time going up and down Montecito, and I look at the highway, and then I see what happened with the mudslides, and it's just shocking to see it. What's great is that you had people that were trapped, and so many definitely were saved. I mean, dozens of people were rescued in Santa Barbara County, and that's awesome. Where they found their way to the top of the roof because there was nowhere else to be. So that's awesome. Now, there was also people that were injured, of course, in the mudslides. And I already mentioned that the 101 is going to be closed for, you know, quite some time. It was just a river of mud. That's what it was, a river of mud completely. Let's move to another one. This one is from Jack, who says, Kate, we're still listening to you strong here in Florida. And I know you probably heard this story because, my goodness, they pumped it out every place. I think I saw it 10 times. I know you're a big fan of Mark Wahlberg's, and you know some people that know Mark Wahlberg. He has to be mortified today by the stories that his cohort on a movie called All the Money in the World got paid nothing compared to the money he got paid for reshooting the scenes. Well, what happened is USA Today reported it, and it exploded, and it is so ridiculous and frankly asinine. I don't know what word to use. He was paid, and I think he is awesome. He wouldn't know what he was paid, I guarantee, in this case. He was paid $1.5 million to reshoot the scenes. She got a per diem. This is, like, shocking. She got a per diem of $80 a day, totaling less than $1,000. So, of course, it made huge news because of everything that's been talked about with women in pay. I mean, like, there's no defending that. She's a well-known actress, too. And regardless, I mean, are you kidding me? 1% of the salary, and how she would know? Nobody would know. I don't think any of them would know that. So now everybody is speaking out about it. What's really the worst, though, the sickest part of this, is that the two of them are both represented by the same talent agency, the William Morris Endeavor Agency. And that's big because, you know, when you're showing that, it's just an outrageous disparity in pay. And there's your evidence of a gender gap, right? The same agents. So they have to know, look, you got the one guy, he's making this, and then poof, too bad for her. You know, one thing if you paid him a little bit more, but that's not even that. It's that it's just outrageous. I mean, there's people listening to the show that get paid more than $80 per diem. Crazy. And it's nothing against Wahlberg, because I doubt he even would know any of that. I seriously doubt he would. Because they're gonna cut him his check, and that's it. He's not gonna know what she makes. That would have had to be brought up by somebody, and that wouldn't come out of that agency, and it wouldn't leave anyone's lips otherwise. But obviously, someone found out, and then it became big news. And of course, it became big news. Absolutely. I mean, just insane. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, Happy New Year. I'm wondering what you think of the North Korea situation. Are you worried about North Korea? or do you think it's still more posturing? Oh, I think we're kind of beyond the posturing. Am I worried? Not worried to the point where I'm cowering in my house because I can't control what some nutty dictator does. I think what's interesting is they're talking about, you know, South Korea is crediting Trump's, the president's pressure as one of the keys to reviving talks with the North Koreans. And but then you had North Korea saying the other day our nukes only target the U.S. North Korea sending athletes to the Olympics. I think that they're, you know, Kim Jong-un, he wants to say what he wants to say. I really think he's a loose cannon. A loose cannon that would try to shoot a nuke over here for real. Oh, we'd blow them to bits, no matter what happens or where it goes. That would be very insane, and that wouldn't be leveraging your assets if you think you have any assets. And then what would China do? You know, that would be my other question. And they're in that precarious situation because, economically speaking, they like the idea of dipping into North Korea. And North Korea needs China. But Trump's strategy has been be firm, and that's it. But the rhetoric has ratcheted up. And he said, remember, fire and fury if their nuke program and missile tests continue. And he continues to call him, you know, little rocket man. So I don't know. Reading the tea leaves, again, I go back to, am I worried about North Korea? I mean, I'm worried about, am I worried about nuclear proliferation? No. Because I can't control it. But I do think he's a nutball, and I do think that anything could happen. I think he'd be a complete moron to try to hit the U.S. with a nuke, because if he even hit, I don't care where, forget about it. They're blown to smithereens, and then you lose no matter what. He loses. So that makes me think there's going to be that little bit of that pullback, little bit of a pull back. And then one quick one here. This one is from Javier. He says, Kate, I listen to the show all the time. My mom just moved here from Venezuela. I know you talked about being there when you were a kid and thinking it was awesome. It's very sad to see what's happening there. Their oil is so off. They have so much oil, but they're pumping less and less of it every single day, and it's crippling that economy. Yeah, they're saying it's really collapsing. It's inching closer and closer to just complete collapse, and it's taking a toll on the kids. It's a crisis. It's very, very sad to see. Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.